As we mentioned at the top of the program, it's an exciting day, not just because crowds are coming back, but it is also the first picnic meeting of the season today at Woolamai. It would normally be absolutely packed to the rafters. Unfortunately, no crowds today, but we're on the verge of getting them back to the picnics. And Adam O, who we know not only as his dulcet-toned calling, his brilliant performances on Get On, which were highlighted during the week with the 10-year anniversary, he's also the boss of Woolamai, who joins us. Adam O, good morning. How are you, mate?
Michael, I'm well, boys, I'm well. Good to be here. Good to be finally getting the picnic season off the ground. And yes, a little disappointing that we won't have our normal fans be able to attend today, but it won't be long before they will.
I remember I got down there early one picnic meeting last year and you were in your painting gear, I think. You look like you've just been doing some gardening and you're in a muck lather. I'm visualising you this morning, Adam O. Even though there won't be a crowd, I reckon you'd have been putting some finishing touches on and I think you'd be in a muck lather this morning, wouldn't you?
I'm standing outside the horse urinal putting a sign up saying that a maximum of two people are allowed in the room. So that's what I'm doing at the moment. It's just final touches, COVID final touches, you could say, with the regulations. I guess the job's a lot easier since we're only really managing half the race course and that the public half is effectively closed. We've had two owners register, so we'll let them in on that side and three sponsors as well. So it'll be five people.
Just quickly, tell us those owners because they must think they're going to be winning today.
Divine Tilly and Calypso Rich in races. They might actually be in the same race. I think it could be race two. But,
well, good luck to them.
We've got to find somewhere to get on. Adam, what sort of crowd would you have got, say, at this meeting, going back 12 months ago, and the other Woolamai meetings there?
2,100 we had at this meeting last year, Christmas sort of celebration race day. And we were hoping that was a record crowd for that meeting, and we were hoping to build on it again, I guess, soon after that meeting when before COVID hit. So that traditionally is our second biggest meeting. Cup Day, I think in the past we may have got fairly close to 3,000, but we like it around the 2,500 ideally before it gets a little uncomfortable and full. And with the, I guess, the restrictions and regulations coming through and the framework that was released during the week, I will be putting an application in for at least our two January meetings coming up on the 2nd and the 16th to have potentially a crowd of maybe 1,000, 1,500. We don't really push our maximum, but we can apply for that Tier 2 level and have a comfortable crowd, and the majority of people that want to come will be able to if they book early.
How have you managed to keep the club surviving throughout this period? Because you mentioned a day like today and then your Christmas day, that would be massively, I suppose, going towards funding the club for the entire amount of the year.
Well, it's a big help not having to pay any wages because we're all volunteers here. So that's one expense we don't have to worry about. CRV and RV came to the party in a big way by covering the club's 25% contribution to prize money, which for this meeting today would have been about $6,000. We wouldn't have been able to have a crowd-free meeting otherwise. So we'll run close to break-even. At least we'll be covering our costs of putting on this meeting. We still have security and those sort of expenses. But we're providing food for everyone on track, all the trainers and strappers. There's a little expense there, which we're happy to do, of course. Provide the hospitality we normally do provide. But we're just happy to be racing. We're happy to get the picnic season up and running so that it's as strong as ever when we get to the middle of summer. And, of course, we've been well received with near-capacity fields in all bar one race.
Yeah, they are cracking big fields by picnic standards. And as you say, as we get into January, we might be looking at more normality. I interviewed you during the week and I described you as the CEO and you had a bit of a giggle and said, oh, I think secretary will do because CEO suggested it would suggest I get paid. And as you say, it's volunteers and I know you've got a long history with the club, but and here we have this morning and you're putting up a sign out the front of the amenities there. What is the affection and the attachment that you have to this race club?
When I was starting off as a budding young caller, there were a number of picnic clubs that gave me an opportunity. I called my first meeting at Alexandra, and soon after I called a race here at Woolamai, and then Balnarring and Healesville and Druin. But then when the first opportunity to came up to actually be the, you could say, the chief broadcaster of a particular picnic track, it was Woolamai who first gave me the go to have the whole meeting and to have the season. And that was probably close to 19, 20 years ago now. And I've been calling here even when I was working at TVN and racing.com, would try and sort of wrangle the roster in a way that I could attend these meetings and still keep on coming down here and support the club and call. And the last 6 years I've been on the committee, and the last two now I've stepped up into the role of secretary, which has coincided with me moving down into the Bass Coast region and living in Inverloch, and that makes it, of course, a little easier. But I love the club. They were very good to me and a big help kicking me off. And so that's where it all started.
Who calls there now, Adam?
Ben Spall. So when I started as secretary, it probably was a bit too much to keep on calling, which was disappointing. I was trying to make it up to 20 Woolamai Cups in a row, but I couldn't quite get there. But Ben's doing a terrific job. He's a great young caller, and he's of professional standard, and just waiting for that that elusive opportunity to progress to the next level. But he gets a great grounding at a number of the picnic tracks at the moment, and he'll be here today.
Well, Adam, well done to you, because it's people like yourself and all the other volunteers who are so passionate about picnic racing that are the lifeblood of the sport and keep it going. And all of those jockeys today, all of those trainers and the owners will be so excited that we've got picnic racing back today.
I've just seen the first horse walk through the gate, so it's starting to all happen. And, yeah, let's hope by the time we get to our meeting on the 2nd of January, that we'll be able to welcome some public in. And I know that the next week's meeting at Balnarring, they're already planning on having around 500 people. So that's already a great improvement.
Good on you, mate. Enjoy the day, Adam.
Terrific. Thanks, boys.